Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, at my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, where you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us to start out hour number two is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, there's been a lot of talk about the vaccines across the country and how some people are having reactions, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, a friend of mine last Tuesday got the shot, Tuesday daytime. And they came over to the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and they attended the Trump Club over there. And then Wednesday morning, they woke up, and they had a slight fever and some chills, and it lasted for about half the day, and then they were over it. Now, that was their reaction to the shot, obviously, correct?
Yeah, one would think, yes.
And now they're feeling great. They've been great ever since. No problem whatsoever. So that's one particular case that I can talk about with a friend of mine that had a problem that I can speak to knowledgeably about. But this other stuff that we're hearing, we don't know whether we can believe it or not because of the way it's coming across.
Well, exactly. And obviously, a lot of times vaccines work just that way. I mean, they may spur a little bit of a reaction, but that's your immune system kicking in, and that may be hopefully more the exception than the rule on this in terms of people that might have any kind of reaction to it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, you know, people should not take it, you know, for fear of that, though.
By the way, there was some nurse somewhere that had a religious conviction or a religious belief about taking the vaccines. I can't remember where it was, but do you remember anything about that?
I don't off the top of my head, but I expect that there will be some.
All right, well, we'll look it up during the break, but there was a nurse somewhere that had religious objections to taking the vaccine, and I'm not sure what happened to her, but I want to say that she wasn't vaccinated, that they just made, they gave her a needle and there was nothing in it. I want to say that, but I don't know, but I got to find out.
Yeah, we will definitely find out about that during the next break and let everybody know.
Yeah, absolutely, because I can't remember exactly where it was and how it happened to work out. But anyway, we'll go with that. Okay, so Now, let's go back to where we were here with all the different things that are going on out there, and I promise to get into the Dr. Fauci thing. First of all, when it comes to Dr. Fauci and his suggestion, not just no, but hell no. This is America, folks. This is a free country. If we want to celebrate Christmas, we will. If we want to go to church, we will. If we want to spend the holidays with our children, we will. We're adults. We make our own decisions. This isn't a nanny state. It's not the old Soviet Union. It's not Nazi Germany. We believe that we don't need government bureaucrats telling us what to do, how to live our lives, or how to spend the holidays. And by the way, if you're a typical Ivy League egghead, there's one for you, right, Kyle?
Right.
Then you're too smart for your own good. You've got an IQ, but clearly have no emotional intelligence, and certainly no common sense. And finally, how can I say this nicely to Dr. Fauci? Well, I could say what I'm thinking, or I could just put it this way. Hell no. We love our families. We love our children. We love Christmas. We love Santa Claus. And I don't know you. I don't owe you. And I don't answer to you, Dr. Fauci. So, him and his crowd of moronic Democratic governors who are in control and want to control everything that we do, guess what, Kyle? Nobody's listening.
Well, I think a lot less people, yeah, you're right, are really taking Dr. Fauci too seriously in the grand sense. And that's because, Captain, he's been essentially deified in the media to such a degree that everything that he says is somehow the gospel truth, when Dr. Fauci clearly has been wrong on many accounts throughout these last several months of the coronavirus pandemic. But unfortunately, you know, he's never really, I mean, I wish they would fact check Dr. Fauci, you know, ad nauseum as they do for everybody else, it seems.
Not conservatives, not Trump supporters, not patriots, not Christians. We all love Christmas. We all love our families, and nobody's going to take that away from us, not in America, and certainly not Dr. Fauci. As a matter of fact, if you tell Americans not to do something, Kyle, the odds are they're going to do it, even if they weren't planning to do it in the first place. So to everybody out there, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your time with your families. We'll be right back, folks. But that's my little dissertation to Dr. Fauci and his ilk. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, Auto Glass America has got gold out there. If you've got a windshield and it's got a crack or a chip in it, then guess what? You might have some gold that you don't know about that's worth at least $100, because what will happen is if you give your windshield an inspection today and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, all you got to do is get a hold of them. They'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is all that's required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. By the way, you'll get a premium quality windshield, a lifetime warranty, and $100 dropped right in your hand when you tell me the captain sent you. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
And see, if you go in there singing the jingle too, folks, you might get something out of that too. But you certainly are going to get yourself $100 dropped right in your hand, and that's a good thing. I don't know anybody that does that. Do you?
I don't. What a great deal! Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, folks, the things that we're starting to see out there. Here's one that's hilarious, and I don't understand where this is coming from. But listen to this. 65% of Americans polled believe that Joe Biden is doing a great job handling the transition. Can you explain that one?
Well, I think a lot of people don't know anything, all of us included, I think. What is Joe Biden doing during the transition? And we know who he's appointing people and this kind of thing. But I got an angle on this, Captain, I think our listeners will really appreciate. And that is, you know, Joe Biden, they go out and they take this poll. How is Joe Biden doing on the transition? Well, you know, Joe Biden doesn't have any of the same kind of headwinds that Donald Trump or in many cases any other president has had in recent memory. He doesn't have the media every single day vilifying him, calling him a Nazi, telling everybody how we're going to live in a dictatorship, and on it goes. And so, you know, the perception is, well, there's nothing big happening in the news. Nobody's hearing about Hunter Biden, pretty much, you know, as the case may be. So, yeah, I guess the transition's going okay. But when Trump came in, of course, it was nothing but doomsday. And so I think it colors how these polls go.
Yeah. And Lucia's chiming in about religious people that don't want to take the vaccine due to religious reasons. First of all, depending on where you're at in the pecking order, they're only giving the vaccine here in Florida to people over 75 years of age and first responders, and perhaps some political people are sliding into the ladder there somewhere along the line. But she's talking about one of the websites on one of the radio shows in our Christian station, Focus on the Family, and go over there and see whatever. And that's fine. And that's where I'll leave that right there, because I'm not going to get involved in all that. That's, if people want to know, they can listen to Bill Bunkley and he'll tell them, I'm sure. But anyway, 65%. And, wow. Okay. Now let's talk about the State Department, which is right now imposing stricter virus restrictions for workers, especially with this United Kingdom stuff. Now, I think that we're going to hear about some sort of, I won't call it lockdown, but maybe we'll do tests of people that come in from the United Kingdom in lieu of what's going on now with this new strain that's erupted. But here's the thing. This isn't like any other problem that we've had with the flu or with the measles or with the mumps or with the scarlet fever or whatever, that there isn't a mutation of some sort and it comes back again in another form. And I don't know why people are just going, oh, my God, this is awful, because so far we don't know if it is or not.
Well, it is definitely a peg in the needle, I think, in terms of what a lot of countries...
It's because people are scared.
Well, of course they are, and they've been terrified for months, and after month after month.
And the media's done that to them.
Well, sure. It's how things can be reported, how things can be perceived. But, you know, Captain, what we understand at this hour, countries like France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Australia, Ireland, Belgium, mm-hmm. Canada, you know, they're all, you know, they're starting to lock down their travel from to and from Great Britain. And, of course, you've got the New York Governor Cuomo warning about things like this. But it's not just New York City. I mean, presumably there would be flights coming in all over the place in mm-hmm. the United States, in Los Angeles, for example.
Yeah.
So we may see some pretty strict or at least some pretty bold moves here in the near term regarding the U.K.
And we all watched Joe Biden get his vaccine yesterday, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And he praised President Trump for getting his COVID vaccine the day before, right?
Right, and about Operation Warp Speed, I believe.
Yeah, and we also know that the next COVID-19 vaccinations will be going to older adults and frontline essential workers, according to the CDC, correct?
Right, right.
So that's nothing that we shouldn't expect to hear right there. But in the meantime, we'll just sit back and we'll wait and see what's going on, because a U.S. health official yesterday spoke up and said that everything is on the table about a possible U.K. travel ban. And the word was everything, key word. But nobody's done anything yet.
Well, not yet, but of course, what we're hearing, though, is that these new lockdown measures that Boris Johnson is talking about these things could be in place for a very long time to come, for several months, and they are taking this very seriously. We're hearing, you know, one of the through lines of this is that this particular strain may be about 70% more infectious, and also I saw one story earlier today, Captain, that talked about the possibility that, this could infect perhaps younger people more seriously than the prime strain, I guess, if you call it, of COVID-19. But
now,
of course, but these viruses do mutate. That's what happens. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about what may or may not transpire. Rudy Giuliani, after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court lawsuit, said that many others are on the way. That was his quote. Don't know what it means. Don't know how many, what kind, what forever. But he's got a case right now sitting there ready to go to the Supreme Court from Pennsylvania. Three different things. We talked about it at length yesterday. I'm not going to get into it today. But we just don't know what's going to happen, do we?
We don't, and of course the time runs short. There's no doubt about that. But one wonders what else can there be that would ever seem to move the needle for a court, which, as we talked about, Captain, doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. So then you got to try to move the needle with state legislatures, and that doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And then we've got our congressman from Florida, retired Green Beret Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Waltz, congressman out of Central Florida, who Monday echoed calls by House Leader Kevin McCarthy to provide the FBI's classified briefing on Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell's relationship with the suspected female Chinese spy, because it's widely believed that he and she were sleeping together, having an affair, and they want to know what kind of pillow talk was going on, because you can't tell me that there wasn't some taking place.
Well, in light of what some of the, for example, as Kevin McCarthy was talking about, he having the briefing, Nancy Pelosi's had the same briefing, the high ups know all about this, but yet, even so, given what, and he can't talk about the details, obviously, but given what they seem to have been briefed on.
They spent an hour being briefed.
Right, yeah, so there's a lot there.
In a room for an hour talking about one individual? Yes.
Yes, exactly. So the better part of valor in this, and what should be automatic, is that he needs to be taken off the Intelligence Committee immediately, while this further investigation would go on. I mean, however they want to phrase it, but we'd be foolish to keep someone on the House Intelligence Committee, especially somebody like Eric Swalwell, who's really kind of a low-level representative who's kind of come out of nowhere and got this plum assignment in Congress. It's really something, but he needs to be taken away for now, and then maybe one day he'll come back, but we've got to get this investigated.
All right, hold on, folks. You're coming right back. More with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, United States operating another battle fleet in the Middle East, and the Department of Veterans Affairs vaccinating a whole bunch of veterans around the country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has approved a COVID relief package, which is now on its way to President Trump. The deal is part of a larger spending bill to fund the federal government through next September. The stimulus package contains funding for vaccine distribution, more small business loans, schools, enhanced unemployment benefits, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says those direct payments were something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that stimulus payments should begin to go out shortly after Christmas.
We couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week, $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
President Trump has doubled the growth in the greatest economy in all of human history. Democratic friends have done for him? Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
All righty. The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfarrah.com.
All righty, and don't forget their telephone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Fairandfarrah.com. You spell Farrah by using the word letters F-A-R-A-H, fairandfarrah.com, 877-245-6707. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Couple of things about the military here. I teased this when we went into break. Right now, the Department of Veterans Affairs has announced that they will provide coronavirus vaccination shots at 128 locations across the country.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. So they're in it to win it, so to speak. And we also found out yesterday the Navy is putting forth a show of force. They've steamed another carrier battle group into the Middle East. I'm not going to say exactly where, because we don't want anybody to know what we know, and they can find out the same way we did. But they're in the vicinity of the Middle East, I'll just put it that way. And along with them went a guided missile submarine.
Very interesting.
Yep. So, again, this continues with the peekaboo strategy we have going on right now, or whatever you want to call it. Now, I just saw something bottom of the hour news here. Governor Cuomo wants to ban all flights to the United Kingdom over this virus mutation. And Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, is going, not so fast. Don't overreact. Don't overreact. We don't know what this is. Not so fast. Not so fast. Well, wouldn't you rather err on the side of caution or what?
Well, yeah, I think that we're going to hear a much bigger drumbeat begin. And if it's beginning with Governor Cuomo, you bet your bottom dollar it'll start up in California with the California governor, perhaps. But that's right. We don't know a lot about this particular strain in the sense of just how bad it would really be. We know it's different. We know that some have said the vaccine should still be able to take care of it, basically. But again, we'll have to wait for more information. But the massive lockdowns I think we're going to see in the UK, we don't want that coming to a theater near us anytime soon. We've had it with lockdowns, and our friends in the UK, they may be in for a very, very long period of having those lockdowns. Very sad.
Yeah, we have our friend Bill down in Sarasota chiming in, and good morning, Bill. He's saying, is it true that Attorney General Barr said there was no reason to appoint a special counsel on either the election or on Hunter Biden? Well, yes, it is true, and that is what he said.
Right, right.
And he's in charge.
Exactly.
So it's not going to happen. The president can't do that.
Nope.
So, I don't know, but Bill asked a question, that's the answer, and I'm not going to expound on it. I don't see any reason to. It's pretty much self-explanatory. By the way, did you hear about Chris Christie yesterday?
What was that?
He says that he might run for president in 2024, even if Donald Trump was running.
Well, that's very interesting. And, well, you know, it is, and well, with all the stuff that's now gone on between Christie talking about the election and this kind of thing and the trying to fight the election results and whatnot. But again, looking down through the looking glass 4 years from now is almost anybody's guess. Nobody knows exactly what the world situation would be, what the situation in the country, politically, how the Republican Party would react to any of these big names running for president. It's just too early to tell. But one thing we do know, Captain, is that the Biden machine, whatever form that takes by the time the next election rolls around, is perhaps going to make a lot of the American people feel, uh-oh, what just happened? We got to get back to the ideas of Trumpism faster than anything.
Okay. Now, you've got a DA out there, I believe it's Los Angeles, that's backed and paid for by Soros. Is that correct?
Okay, talking about the guy who just won, Gascon is his name, I think, right? That's the Los Angeles.
All right, well, he told a murder victim's family to keep their mouth shut about their case.
Wow. Wow, that's reprehensible, for one thing, yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out to myself here while I'm looking at this story. You can't do a whole heck of a lot about this right now. The people actually voted him in. Why did they vote him in? Why did he get elected?
Well, he ran on this idea of these many different sort of things, of the, you know, essentially the defund the police sort of mentality, and having no cash bail. You know, doing all these different kinds of, you know, lessening the charges on things and whatnot. Just a, you know, really worst case scenario idea if you wanted to have a district attorney who was ever going to be prosecuting criminals, and just really kind of, you know, whatever the far left liberal mindset is, that's what this guy basically represents.
Now, did you hear the latest about the Robert E. Lee statue that was removed in the middle of the night from the U.S. Capitol by the governor of Virginia, Mr. Northam?
I believe I saw a little bit of a video clip of them taking the statue down. But yeah,
how is that even possible?
That is a good question. Well, you know, it's part of more divisive politics that have been going on. You know, it's unfortunate because we seem to continue to get rid of history so that we can't learn about history. One of the things about being able to not repeat the mistakes of the past mm-hmm. is being able to learn about them.
Speaking of history, NFL viewership has crashed some 11%, down 8% season to date right now, 11% since they started all the nonsense here. But that ain't nothing compared to basketball.
Well, right. Well, again, you know, I think they don't need any more evidence at all that bringing politics in to the sporting events is just like spraying repellent spray onto all of the viewers and the fans. It's just a no win. And because people, they're not looking for that, you know, and people will have very passionate political views, and many of the players have very passionate political views, but nobody wants to sit there and have them be preached at or told, you're wrong, oh, you're racist, all kinds of stuff, when they're the ones who are literally the paying customers wanting to watch the game, buy the hot dogs when they can go to the event in person, of course, or buy the pay-per-view or all this kind of stuff. And they've ruined so much of it by bringing in politics.
Did you hear what California resident and movie actor Alec Baldwin had to say yesterday in a rant against Donald Trump?
Yeah, I saw something about that, but just refresh my memory because I know it was.
He said he had a violent Trump fantasy that he kept dreaming about over and over again. And
that was right.
And that was that he had his knee on the neck of Donald Trump, cutting off his oxygen.
Oh, that's right. And he would wheeze that I can't breathe and this kind of stuff. Exactly. Well,
is that not a threat?
Well, it sure sounds like it, and also it's a complete double standard. You know, regular folks, Captain, would never dream of saying those kinds of things that Alec Baldwin has said, for example. Broadcasters
no.
would never dream of saying that kind of thing
no.
because it's wrong, it's disingenuous, and it's just very divisive.
Yeah, and I know what Joe Biden did in his 47 years in D.C. Two words, not much.
Not much.
All right. Yep. We'll be right back, folks, with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And we are back. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up here in Carrollton, Georgia, for doing that for us. She's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And I hope everybody's being safe and staying low there. All righty. We're getting ready to crank it up again with somebody with a Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. Here was some music brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to me. Talk to you about them, the Pilot and the Flying J, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And then consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too. You'll save yourself a bunch of money, get yourself a bunch of points, and have a good old time by saving money on stuff that you need anyway. Here we go. I can see Steve and Tylen dancing right now. That's a little Bob Seger, old time rock and roll from days gone by. And I'll tell you what, we can remember dancing to that one. I don't know about you, Kyle, but I can.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, don't forget, Risky Business.
Yep.
Bruce. Yeah.
Yep. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, I know Steve was dancing to that one in Thailand. He's having a good night.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, let's get into the weather here. I'm going to start out here because I got to read this, and I'll give it to Kyle. We've got a powerful low-pressure system and strong cold front that's expected to plow right straight through the central, southern, and eastern U.S. over the next couple of days. On Tuesday, you can expect gusty winds and snow from the north-central Rockies into the northern plains. Then, on Wednesday and Thursday, expect the system to sweep through the eastern third of the U.S. with gusty winds, snow, rain, and thunderstorms. In the meantime, the lake effect machine has kicked in along the lee shore of Lake Ontario and along the lee shore of Lake Erie. So be advised. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to have some high wind, or actually fire weather watch, I should say, along with the anticipated high winds in the Southern California area, perhaps in Wednesday over into Thursday, which is Christmas Eve, and that's going to be something to be on the lookout for if you're out on the roads. But also, we've got a dense fog advisory in the Central Valley of California, so be careful if you're coming up Highway 99 or Interstate 5. Wind is all over the place tonight, Captain. We've got wind advisories in Southern Oregon, also winter weather advisory up in Washington, covering over to Spokane with another wind advisory there. Wind advisory throughout parts of most of Montana, actually. High wind warnings and winter weather advisories as well. So if you're in the Helena area, all through the state of Montana. Down in Idaho, we've got an avalanche warning. This is in the central part of the state, but not along the main thoroughfares there. But in Idaho Falls, for example, we've got a wind advisory going on there tonight as well. Also, throughout Wyoming, so you see the through line here, lots of wind, Cheyenne, Laramie, and also for our friends in Fort Collins and Denver, Colorado, high wind watch as well, extending for almost the entire eastern part of the state, and down near Santa Fe, New Mexico, also a wind advisory as well tonight, Captain.
Well, the North Dakota, the eastern third of North Dakota, is currently under a winter storm watch, and it is snowing that away. The western part of Minnesota, too. High winds to the western part of North Dakota, western part of South Dakota. Rapid City right now, you've got some snow to the south and east of there. You've got some winds across the central part of Nebraska, the western part of Kansas, the eastern part of Colorado, as was mentioned. And then you do have some winter weather that could be coming to the northern half of Minnesota tonight, Twin Cities. Looks like as if that snow is going to drift down over in there. And same thing for the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, the upper peninsula of Michigan, and then down below, down in Louisiana way, you got yourself some fog. You got I-10, I-12, I-55, all under a dense fog advisory right now in the eastern part of Texas, Beaumont, Texas, all the way over to there. And then the mountains of North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, until you get up under the very tippy top up around the Morgantown, West Virginia area, and then up towards Pennsylvania, up into Pennsylvania, about 40, 50 miles. We got an area of snow up in there. As I said, I-90, western part of New York from Ripley all the way up to Buffalo. You've got lake effect snow tonight in about 40, 50 miles. Same thing for Oswego all the way to Watertown, lake effect snow, and it goes right into the Tug Hill Plateau as well. So be advised, you're going to get a bunch of snow up there in a lake effect area. You got a gale warning from just south of New York City, New Jersey, on down all the way to South Carolina. That's going to be all along the coastline for the East Coast. And that's what the weather looks like tonight. And, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Professor of politics, Kyle Warren, KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, joining us right now from, Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning.
I guess I'll change gears here a little bit. What's going on in the Middle East? We understand that we have an aircraft carrier that it's not on station. We're just being told an aircraft carrier battle group with one of our guided missile submarines is in the area. Did we do that to try to let Iran know that we're watching them?
Yeah, but we have only dispatched a guided missile destroyer. We haven't done a battle group.
Okay, because the report says battle group, and that came out yesterday from military, Military Times. So we'll see. But that's what they were saying. So sometimes they do it prematurely, or it's already been done, and we don't know about it. But we'll see. But anyway, because it looks like as if we're playing a game with Iran, where the U.S. Navy may be doing a little show of force, especially by sending a guided missile submarine over there into that area. But we'll see. We'll see. Okay, what happened yesterday with the president and the Supreme Court? We've got, what, three cases rolled into one that he's trying to get heard before the Supreme Court? Is that what that is?
Yeah, and the chances of them taking up that case are slim to none. It's going to go, if anything, to advance, it'll be back to the state legislature side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and again, that's kind of what we've been saying all the time, right?
Correct.
Yeah, because the only way this is going to be done is at the state level if they want to hear it. And I just don't see a court stepping in to do anything again yet, and a lot of people they don't quite understand what that is. They think the courts have to hear it, or there's all kinds of different comments that are made. But it is what it is, and that's all I can say.
Well, they're not hearing it. They're not hearing the evidence. They're hearing the first part of the oral argument, and then that's they're done with it. They're giving the case a big no on the front side. So they're not hearing the evidence.
Well, one of Trump's attorneys, the female there, Jenna, she came out and we'll have to talk about it on the other side, but she went after Attorney General Barr for not doing anything about a special prosecutor. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Remember, that's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the different stuff that she has to offer, and get on to her email list, too, and you'll know what she's got going on when she talks about it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.